Music happens in a lot of venues in this great music town, and not just in the big-name clubs like First Avenue. In fact, you're just as likely on some nights to catch great music in a dive bar around town as you are anywhere else. Well, there's a cool event happening tomorrow night at Lee's Liquor Lounge in Minneapolis that celebrates some of the bands that play the dive bar scene around town. And one of the gentlemen who are spearheading the event is here to tell us about it this morning. Chris Riding, founder of Minneapolis Underground, is here with us. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, man?
Good.
So is Lee's a dive bar, or is it kind of the royalty of dive bars?
It's kind of a royalty of a dive bar, but it's a place that offers opportunities to a lot of smaller independent bands. So that's kind of the criteria.
It's a clean dive bar.
And it's got a great stage and a great sound system.
And their rule is we play live music in this place.
Exactly.
So Chris, tell us about Minneapolis Underground, the compilation, the zine, and you'll have to explain what a zine is, I think, for our younger demographic here on The Current.
Yeah. Well, I think back in the late 70s, early 80s, there was a lot of music aficionados that started these small hand-printed zines. They were called fanzines, basically, to expose public to bands that weren't getting airplay or being seen.
This is like pre-internet.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, right.
Imagine that.
And it had a really nice aesthetic. It was very edgy and just interesting to read. And like I say, it gave a lot of props to bands that didn't normally get a lot of attention. So that's something that's always intrigued me. It's got a great DIY ethic to it, something I've tried to carry on throughout the course of my life in supporting the arts.
So this show that's happening tomorrow is kind of a sort of like a combo CD release, zine release, and a kind of showcase for a lot of these bands, right? Okay, so how many bands are involved in the CD itself?
There's 15 bands. It's a digital download album.
Okay.
There's 15 bands involved in that, each one doing an original song. And then we managed to line up 8 of them, tried to coordinate all those schedules and everything, and got 8 of them together for the live showcase that's going to happen at Lee's tomorrow.
Okay, and what is the content of the zine?
Well, basically, we wanted to do something that would give a little more face time to the bands than just like a CD insert, the fine print and everything. Mm-hmm. So we decided to come up with a booklet of sorts and give each band some sort of exposure. So for the most part, it's a 20-page zine, and of the 15 bands in there, everybody gets a page or a half page with a photo and a bio and a little story about their music.
So who are some of the bands?
Well, we have some of the local favorites. L'Assassins are on there. Idle Hands are on there. Nightingales, The Pinch, Juvie. A lot of bands that you see playing around on a pretty regular basis.
So if I want to check out some of this music outside of the confines of just this event tomorrow night, and we're talking about bands that play this particular kind of circuit around town at these kind of under-the-radar bars, what are some of these bars that I want to check out?
I think you'll find a lot of these bands playing places like the Hexagon or the 331 Club. Club Underground is kind of known for breaking bands when they're first getting started as well. Big V's on University. Turf Club is right there as well. A lot of the bands play those types of venues.
When you mentioned the bios and, each band has a particular space in the zine, you didn't write all the bios.
No.
You asked the bands to do it.
I did. It was really a collaborative effort. We approached bands just kind of out of the blue and said, Ben, my partner, and I asked if they would be interested in doing it. And we had to try to explain to them conceptually what it would be. Because certainly a zine with a digital download album is kind of a newer concept than just a traditional CD format. So we approached the bands and said, hey, we're willing to put up the funds and put something together to do this. We're really excited about it, and you'll control the content. So give us a photo that you like, a flyer that you like, a bio about yourselves, whatever you want to say, and we'll assemble it all together.
So if this is a digital download, how does one actually get the zine short of going to the show tomorrow night?
You can pick them up on our Facebook page or through Ben's Sunbox Studios website.
All right, and we'll put links up at thecurrent.org.
Great.
You can go there and check out the full lineup for the show, which is tomorrow night at Lee's Liquor Lounge in Minneapolis, which, again, I just consider the cleanest dive bar that I've ever stepped into before. Chris Riding is one of the founders of Minneapolis Underground. Who is your partner?
Ben Summers Bachman, singer-guitarist for the band Nightingales. I've been working with them since 2008, doing PR and handling their merch and stuff for them.
All right, so music at Lee's tomorrow night, a mustache photo booth, and door prizes to make the event even more fun.
Yep,
cool.
Absolutely.
Well, sounds like a great time. We'll look for you out there. So good luck on the show and for the wide circulation, hopefully, of the music and the zine as well. Let's go out, actually, with one of those bands that's going to be playing tomorrow night. This is music of L'Assassins on 89.3 The Current.